In conclusion, all of your broadcast emails will default to all of your subscribers. And the way to segment or separate them is to use the tools inside of ConvertKit. ConvertKit allows you to filter all of your subscribers within segments, cold subscribers, distance, subscription dates. You can also then filter those subscribers. You can choose a specific filter. And those filters can be based on forms, tags, sequences, and products. The sequences you set up will be based on individuals that may join a specific form or are tagged in a specific way. Now, as you can see in this automation, an individual joins a form, they are tagged, and then they are then added to a specific email sequence which we designate at the very beginning. So to set up a traditional autoresponder, what you'll need to do is you'll need to set up a sequence, and that sequence can be a series of emails that you have written ahead of time. But you'll notice that individuals are not automatically added to that sequence. You will need to start that process with some kind of automation based on the way that they come inside of your list. Okay, so with that, thanks, and I'll see you either in another video or in another course.